Hello, hello, everybody. We are back with A Girl and a Gay starring your beautiful, stunning, iconic, legendary in the moment girl, Miss Rachel Ward.
Daniel, I can never match your intros. I always try to match the energy and introduce you. And I'm always like, your favorite gay in the whole wide world, but I need to come up with something more original. But anyways, the icon, the only person who can do these mother effing podcast intros because I can never match his energy, Daniel Cusimano. I love you.
I love you too. Happy to be here, baby, with you. Happy to see you.
Oh my God, we have a lot to catch up on. It's been
a minute. Well, okay, so guys, listen, for the girls who get it, they get it. But we literally filmed an episode before my tonsillectomy. Because if you're watching this, you're probably like, it's been a hot minute. But our audio literally shit the bed. And while that happened, I was dying and I could not speak because of my tonsils. So here we are. I'm sorry it's been a minute, but it's back to school season, which we're talking about. But before we get to it, Miss Rachel, catch the girls, the gays, the days, the straights, whatever, the men who have done a sturdy that are listening into this, let them know what's going on with your life. What are we doing?
You know what? I need to start digging up some dirt on the men in my life because none of the men in my life listen to this podcast like the men in your life listen to this podcast. Like, are they just not loyal to me? Are they loyal to you? Do they know you're going to spill the tea? Like, where's the disconnect? Because every week there's a new story of Daniel's men that listen to this podcast and reach out to them. And they say, oh my God, you're so right. Your podcast really opened my eyes to how messed up I was. Da, 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 da. Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here and not one man has listened to this podcast. They refuse. They literally refuse. And I'm like, whoa, what is it? What?
They run away from it like it's fucking like the devil or something. Listen, every guy I've ever talked about on this podcast has literally messaged me, has been like, Daniel, like, you're completely right. Like, I'm not even kidding. And I'm like,
you guys, he's not lying. They all reach out and they all apologize after they listen to our podcast.
Because here's the thing is I do my best to try to keep it like not biased. Like, I really just say what happened. I say the full facts. There's sometimes I'm not a perfect human being and I say that, you know what I mean? But yeah. I just say my truth and I say what happened and they always are like, I'm really sorry. Like, that really was shitty of me. Like, thank you for like, pretty much spelling it out for me, which it's not my job to be these bitches' teachers, but I don't know. Rachel's just life. I'm always like, what's going on in your life? And she's like, just working. Oh, no.
I like, something don't happened know what to do. I mean,
right behind
bitch,
you.
I'm a mother. Bitch, I'm a mother. I became a mother 2 weeks ago. You guys, my audio may have shit the bed and Daniel was dying on his deathbed, but I became a mother. Well, to a baby cat, not a human being.
Don't you love when pregnancy happens in 2 weeks?
This is not a pregnancy announcement. Do not get it twisted. But I officially have entered motherhood, and I officially know what it's like to be in charge of another, like, living thing.
Okay, like, do we remember, like, two episodes ago, she was like, should I get a cat? I said, fuck no. I said, you can't even take care of yourself, your love life, let alone a cat. And Rachel said, yay! The cat is precious. Now, what's the cat's name? You never even told me.
So the cat's name, so he's a munchkin, so he has extra short legs.
So
he's going to be low to the ground his entire life, and it's really cute.
I looked at him and I was like, I hope they just stay like, he just stays that way
he's
the whole
time. He's gonna stay with really stubby feet. So I wanted to give him a very like alpha name because I thought it was funny, right? Because he's like small and cute, but like have a very like sleek, like alpha name. So his name is Maverick, but we're going with Mav. We're calling him Mav for short.
It's giving Logan Paul. It's giving Stop. Logan Paul's company.
So, wait, you have a company called Maverick?
His literal brand is Maverick. Like, literally his brand is Maverick.
No, I didn't know that.
Maybe you could, like, reach out to him on Instagram and be like, I named my cat after you. And he'll be like, I have to meet Maverick and give you, like, $10,000 or something. I feel like that's what he'll
give me, like, $10,000. Honey, I need more than 10 bands. I need $100,000 in my pocket.
Have you ever thought of dating Logan Paul?
No, absolutely not. But I think he hooks up with Corinna Kopp, and that's like the only celebrity comparison I get compared to. Like everyone when The Circle came out said I look like Corinna Kopp for some reason.
You should literally go into his DMs. I kind of can see you guys being together. I don't know.
Is he like normal though. Like,
yeah, I think he got better. I think he like had his days or whatever and whatever, but yeah, I think he's good. I think he's fine.
Maybe I'll tap in. Maybe I'll slide in.
Maybe I'll slide in. Who knows where the road will take us? Okay, so is that your only update you have in your life? Is you got a cat?
I got a cat, and we already covered like new roomie, like living life. I'm excited for fall. It's not a life update, but
fall girl summer.
I am a slut for fall. Like, I am so excited for pumpkin spice cold brews and like football and cold weather. And I'm going to wake up and it's going to be cloudy every day. And that's all I'm looking for.
I'm literally, you're telling me that. And I'm like, yeah, I will be in LA. Like, suddenly not going to school.
Suddenly I'm dropping out again.
I need a spray tan. Holy cabooses, I look pretty.
I'm getting one. I'm going to Vegas on Friday.
Okay, fun fact though, my friend actually, she might get a job at a spray tanning place in Tampa, and I was like, you need this job for me.
She has to get that job. Like, actually.
It's not even a thing. I'm trying to think about an update in my life so we can talk about back to school. Got my tonsils removed for everybody. Had tonsillitis 10 times, got them removed.
You guys, I don't even want to know what Daniel went through. They look so good. They look 10 out of 10. You guys, Daniel was sending
me a video. Nothing there.
I don't think you understand. When you sent me the video of your tonsils when they came out and they were like black holes in the back of your throat,
yeah,
my skin was crawling. It was like the grossest thing I've ever seen.
So here's the tea, is that I literally like, I was on oxycodone the whole time, right? And like, that was fine, fun, fair, fresh. And I honestly really wasn't in a lot of pain. Like, it was like a dull pain when I swallowed for about a week and a half. But it wasn't as bad as people made it out to be. And I think you just have to have a lot of liquids. Anybody who was ever getting their tonsils out, come hit me up, bitch, because I will let you know. I have to tell them the story, Rachel, about, okay, we have to come up with a name for this man. What are we going to come up with a name with him? What's his name?
Is it the story that I know, or is this a new story about a new man?
A story about you that you know, about who I called you last night about.
I'm trying to think of a good, something that relates
to make sure not to actually say his name. So, because I feel like you're going to be like, let's do.
I think his name should be Blake.
Okay, I do love a Blake. Okay, so his
because
name is Blake.
Because it rhymes with Flake, and Blake has to do with the story. So, his name is Blake. Continue.
Well, actually, it's funny. I did fall in love with a guy named Blake, and people would call him Flaky Blakey. Digress. Anyways, so let's get into it. So this guy, Blake, we were talking on Hinge for about like 2 months, live, laugh, love. And that, I hated her. He came down to go to school in Tampa because he lived in a different state, came down for his master's. Iconic legendary moment. Hit him up after he got down here when I was recovering from my tonsils. Fun fact, he also got his tonsils removed like a month or two ago. Isn't that crazy?
Weird.
I know, right? Like, weird. Like, the first time we were Snapchatting, he's like, oh, I'm getting my tonsils out tomorrow. I said, shut the fuck up. Anyways, digress. He comes down and I ask him on a date. I said, hey, listen, love to take you on a date. I said, and if you don't want to, I said, that's totally fine. If you, because we were talking for like 50, 60 days at this point. And I was like, if not, and you just want to be friends, totally fine with me. Just let me know. And he's like, I definitely want to go on this date. He's like, I'm just going back up like for my brother's graduation or whatever. But when I come back, let's do it. And I'm like, great. What's your schedule looking like when you come back? He's like, let me check my schedule. I'll get back to you. I said, We snap. Never tells me his schedule. I said, okay, whatever. Fully recovered, moving to Tampa. I said, hey, we're talking every day. He snaps me back. We're always talking. It's not even like the Snapchat talks where like you're just sending face pics. It's like we were talking every day about something.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, like, what's your schedule looking like with this week, like for a date, whatever, blah, blah. And he says, Daniel, I 100% want to go on this date with you. He's like, I just have orientation the whole week, like for 5 days or whatever. He's like, I don't want you to think I'm not interested. I'm really interested. I want to go on this date. I said, period. You know, he really put in a lot of work to let me know he was interested. So I was like, like live, laugh, love. We snap. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, so what are you looking like? What like day works for you? Like next week, I said, I have classes Monday and Wednesday. Other than that, like I'll make time for you because I want to hang out and see you. And he's like, I'm in class right now or whatever. He's like, when I get home, I'm going to check my schedule. I said, here we go with that schedule thing again. I said, sure. Iconic legendary in the moment. We're talking, still doesn't tell me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this man until Sunday of this week to bring it up because I'm not going to ask you a third fucking time. I'm not going to fucking do it. I'm Daniel Cusimano. I'm not going to ask you a third time. And then he snapped me, and it was like one word, and it was like CX or something. I said, oh, I'm not doing this. Sent him a picture of my face, and usually when I do that, he sends like something back asking me a question, but he was out at the bars. He just sent me a picture of his face, and I said, I'm done with this. Left him on open, and I was like, I'm done. I was like, I have nothing to say to you. And then this is where it gets good, and this is where it gets funny. And I said, he's done. Blake is over. I was like, I spent 2 months on this man trying to get to know him, was nice, this, that, we talked. I'm done. Asked him out twice. He said this. I said, I don't care what his excuse is. If he wanted to, he would. Period. That. And so literally, I go to bed. I leave him on open. He watches all of my stories religiously. Like, he's like one of the first motherfuckers. He's watching them. But he doesn't snap me back. He doesn't snap me back. He doesn't have the balls to snap me first. The streak's dying. The streak's dying. The streak is dead. And I'm like, alrighty, he's dead. I'm dead. The streak is dead. We're moving on. Fuck bitches, yeah. Get money. Literally then I go to bed, first day of school, rise and shine. Actually, I didn't sleep, but go to my classes. I come back home from them. I slept from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And when I wake out of my coma about 5 p.m., I see that this motherfucker snaps me. And I was like this.
What did he say? Like, what did he say?
I posted a story on my Snap, and it was of me in bed. I think I was shirtless. I don't know. And I literally said, update, I need to drop out. Like, time for me to drop out. Like, drop out of college.
Yes,
like,
I remember this. Yes.
And he says to me, ladies and gentlemen, hold on tight. He literally says, babe, what?
Is he who's okay?
Babe? Who's babe? Who's babe? It's not.
It's so bizarre.
Did you slide up on the wrong story?
No, babe, I would have literally responded and been like, wrong number.
Wrong person.
Wrong number.
I half slid it, looked at it, and I literally went back to bed. I said, we're not dealing with this. I was like, who's babe? He has never called me babe, ever. And he rarely ever slides up on my story, but it's because I left him on fucking open because I was like, you weren't giving to the conversation. I usually, like, he would give.
Okay.
None of the men are okay. So listen, he was okay, and he was like, he was fine, but I was like, I literally was like, he would give the conversation, but, like, I would usually probably give a little bit more and whatever. But I was like, yeah. And so I literally sent him back, and this is what I say to him. Please hold. I literally say this to man, because I was in such shock. I was like, this motherfucker didn't. I said, when he calls you babe after you didn't think he liked you at all with the little swirly eyes emoji. But you want to hear this? Hold on to your fucking titties for this one. Literally, where is it? It's so far down I can't even fucking find it.
I cannot with him. I hate
him. Guess what? I snapped him 23 hours ago and he left it. It's on delivered. You know why? Because I bet you he slid across it to see it, saw I called his ass out and did not respond. But guess what? Motherfucker think I'm just gonna leave it there. Oh hell no. I'm gonna wait for that 24 hour mark and I'm gonna say, oh, now we're leaving it delivered for 24 hours. Got it.
He's so petty. First of all, Daniel told me the story, you guys, and I was like, at the end of the story, I was like, I'm so proud of you, because you were like, you are doing so well. Like, you've always been good about, like, knowing your worth and, like, knowing when to put your foot down. But, like, part of me is like, was he just talking to you because, like, you're Daniel Cusimano and, like, you're
and
on
so here's
TV?
The thing. And it's really funny that you say that, because actually I matched with a guy on Hinge.
Yeah.
A month ago. And can't.
What? Oh, shit. Blake?
Can we cut that out?
I didn't even hear it. I'm not even kidding. Just continue.
Can we cut that out in post?
I don't edit this podcast. I don't know how to edit it. I can send you the footage and you can cut it out, but I don't know how to edit.
Rachel, I cannot have that in there. I can't.
Daniel, it's best to just move on. We're 15 minutes into this podcast. Okay. I don't know how to edit.
Listen, this is what we can do. Can you just put in a beep? Can you put in a voiceover, please?
Daniel, I don't know how. This is going to be the clip that we promote on Instagram.
Put it in garage.
We're not starting over. We can't start the podcast over.
We don't have to start. We'll figure it out. Anyways, guys, so Blake. So Blake, literally, he snaps me. And he's like, oh, I needed to talk to you about something. I said, oh, what's it up? And he's like, oh, like, did you match with a guy on Hinge? And I was like, what? And he's like, his name's blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. I don't remember names. And I was like, oh yeah, I matched with him like a few days ago, a week ago or whatever. Why? And he was like, I just wanted to let you know. Like, and this was after he saw that video I made about the guy from my study abroad program using me. Yeah. And he was like, oh, I was like, I just wanted to let you know. He was like, this guy just posted you on his story. He like lived in my same state. He goes to our same college. Like, we're kind of mutuals. And he was like, he just posted that, like, he matched with like a celebrity and like a famous person. He's like, I just wanted to like, let you know, like, to be careful. Like, he doesn't really have a good rep. And he's like, I don't want to like stop something if like something's going on between you two. I said, no. I was like, listen, this guy doesn't even, I was like, Blake, you have a front row ticket. I was like, this guy doesn't even have a ticket to get into the park.
I was just going to say, like, Blake now has a front row ticket, but like, actually, that was like really cool of him to just like let you know and be like, hey, just want to be respectful. Like, if you're actually into him, by all means, go for it. But like, you literally should be aware that this
happened. Verbatim. And I literally told him, I was like, Blake, I was like, you have a front row ticket. I was like, this guy doesn't even have a ticket to get into the park. I said, you know what I mean? Like, you can't even get in. Like, you know what I mean? And so anyways, I was so like, and so that's why I don't think he was using me, because he never brought it up.
Okay. But I just like find like flakiness, like flaky Blakey, like the flakiness is weird to me.
No, 100%.
And now you started the whole like, I know my worth, I'm going to leave him on red, I don't care. And now he's doing it back to you. So now you guys are in this like weird game of like tag that I don't like.
But it's like, I didn't even leave him on open to be petty. I left him on open because I was like,
no, oh, no.
Like, I know, and I know you know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because no, like, I know you weren't being petty. It's just he's being annoying because now he's doing it back to you. And it's like, okay,
and,
is this
going to die? I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's something to do with like, you know, he's new into town and like he just wants to explore things. And that's fine. Given on his Hinge profile, he's looking for a long distance relationship. And here's the thing. I don't have beef if this guy doesn't like me. I have beef that you knew where I was at for 2 months. I have beef with the fact that you knew I asked you out on a date.
2 months? It's a long time.
We matched on Hinge, I want to say in June, and we talked every day. Rachel, every day. Like, he was my best friend on Snap. Like, we talked.
Why did you not meet sooner?
Well, because he lived in a different state, so he moved in end of July. So I knew that. I knew going into it. He's like, I'm moving into Tampa in July or whatever. And I said, okay, like, I'll talk to him. He seems like a really good guy. And he was a chill vibe, really. It was really chill. Anyways, that's my thing. I don't care that if you don't like me and blah, blah, blah. But it's the fact that you knew where my feelings were at. And it's like, I asked you out twice and I literally gave you an out. And I said, hey, listen, if you just want to be friends and blah, blah, totally fine. But you made it so like, no, I want to go on this date. I want to do this. I want to do that. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm 100%. Like, he literally said, I'm 100% down. I definitely want to hang out. He was like, I don't want you to think I'm not interested.
Yeah, the way he was like, it seemed so sincere and genuine. Like, the, I promise I'm going to look at my schedule. I still really want to go on this date. And then like, you're kind of like left hanging like twice because, and you're like, well, I'm not gonna ask a third time because I'm not gonna look like an idiot again. It's just kind of like, well, I guess this is where this relationship goes to die, because like
100%, it's like, again, if you wanted to, you would. If Blake asked me out on a date, I literally would have been like, oh, of course, like, let me tell you my schedule. And even if I was asked, I'd be like, oh, let me go check it. Hey, listen, this is blah, blah, blah. I'm not gonna, it's not a pride thing. It's not like I'm too good for this. No, it's just self-respect. I'm not gonna go crawling back to you for a third time asking you to go on this date where if you were interested.
Nor should anyone else. If you've asked someone out two times, three times, like, and you're not getting the answer you want and they're not following through, then like, honey, you might not just be a priority.
100%. Like, I can live with that. Like, I hope people, and this is why I don't want people to feel bad if people aren't interested. That's just life. You know what I mean? We're not attracted and interested in everything. I just look at it where I'm like, not only did I put in over 2 months of my time, I asked you out twice. And here's the thing. It's the beginning of school. I get that, but it's also like, if you wanted
rightfully
to.
Rightfully so. It's annoying. If he wanted to, he wouldn't. It's like, frustrating and annoying for you to like put in work and talk to this man every day for 2 months. Like, that's I would be annoyed.
Well, here's the thing, is also you have to look at it though. If he and I don't, I'm afraid he's gonna try to like, he's gonna listen to this and be like, no, Daniel, I really liked you, I just forgot. Then Blake, why didn't you snap me when I didn't snap you that day? Why were you waiting for me to snap you back? Why were you waiting for me to initiate the conversation? Because, you know what I mean? Exactly. I was like, if you really liked me, you would have snapped me and been like, hey, like, what's up? Like, good morning, what are you up to? You know what I mean? Like, and here's the thing. We never left each other on opened or delivered, like, because we always snapped each other. So I was kind of like, let me test the waters. If he wants to snap me and talk to me, he can. and he didn't. And it's like, I'm just pissed because I'm like, why would you? I like, you knew where my brain was at. I gave you an out. I literally gave you an out and said, hey, listen.
Oh, we ain't got so this. What's the latest? You guys just haven't spoken?
Nothing. He left me on that message I sent. He left me, it's 24 hours on deliver. And so I'm going to literally snap and I'd be like, oh, we're leaving me on deliver now? Got it.
Got it. Cool. Noted. Good to know.
My thing is if I give you an out and you want that out, bitch, fucking take it. Because now you look like an asshole. Because now you look like an asshole.
I just like, I go back and forth, and I promise we'll tie the bow on this conversation so that we can talk about back to school. But like the thing that I get hung up on and that personally confuses me is like, you're an adult. Like you're a big boy. I'm a big girl. Like you can handle, like you just said, if you give them an out, just take it if you want the out. Like, you're a big boy. You can handle, you're an adult. You can handle your emotions. You'll get over it. Like, I just, like, don't understand the, like, you gave him multiple outs and he didn't take a single one. And he's still, like, leaving you undelivered.
And that's what's baffling to me is and he does seem like a really good guy. And that's, like, again, I, like, for me, I just get stuck meeting really good people that just do really shitty things, which I guess means they're not the best.
You do, and you meet good people that, like, are really attractive and really cool, and they just, like, why do they do these shit things?
Like, and that's the thing, though, is, like, I don't think this guy is a shitty, like, a terrible human being at all. I really don't, but it's, like, is what he's doing shitty? 100%. And so I just look at it where I'm, like, guys, I don't understand, like, to me, I gave you an out, and then you're like, no, I definitely want to go on this date. And then he's like, I 100% want to go on this date. He's like, I don't want you to think I'm not interested. And then you don't snap me for the day. Like, and then you leave me on deliver, and then you call me babe, and you ever call me babe before, and then you want to leave me on deliver for 24 hours. Literally, I would love for someone to make it make sense.
Like, make it make sense, please. Someone, for the love of God, for both of us sitting here on this podcast. I don't get it. I don't get it.
If you have an out, you take the out. Period. Like, and I always love giving men out because I want them to feel comfortable where they feel like they can, so I don't get let on. And that's why I did it. Is I'm like, I'm giving him an out so he can feel like, okay, like I want this out and whatever, because I don't want to get let on. But for you to talk to me for 2 months every single day.
It's so weird. Like, so weird. You'll have to keep me updated on that because I'm genuinely curious to see, like, if you slide in and be like, oh, are we playing this game now? Like, okay, thanks. Noted. I want to know what he's going to say.
And then he's like, oh, you're going to take me out and show me around town and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, I'm just, I don't know who you think you are. And I was like, you can think you're hot shit and you go off and you do what you got to do to get to where you need to go. But it's like, I'm Daniel Cusimano. Like, I'm not looking, you know what I mean? I'm not like desperate where I'm like, where I'm like begging to go on a date. No,
I'm good. Like, thanks. We're good though.
Thanks.
On to the next.
Rachel, there's a part of me that wants to just save back to school for our next episode because we are 23 minutes into this.
I know, we're 23 minutes in. I don't think we can sum up back to school
in 7 minutes.
Granted. I literally told Danny, I was like, we can talk about back to school like for this episode, but I haven't been to school in like 6 years. And Daniel's like, yeah, we know, grandma. I was like, you're a fucking bitch.
You're a bitch.
I agree.
No, yeah. I've talked this whole episode. You have to give a story of like a man leading you on to sum it up. This episode will label as like men leading us on.
I don't know if I've been led on by a man.
Sorry, let me rephrase it. Tell us a story about when you led on a man, because I know
I lead on. I've led on. Okay, but it's like, here's the thing. And like, here's the thing is I do lead men on, but it's like not, again, I think it's in the same frame of like you talking about these men is like, we're not bad people. We're just like too nice. And like, I don't know how to cut things off.
See, okay, I guess this is a good thing we can talk about for a few minutes about cutting things off, because I find that struggle. Like, there's times where it's like, I know someone really, really likes me, and it's really hard for me to be like, because you almost feel like you're in so deep, and you're like, but the difference is, like, the difference is I give people outs. Like, I give people outs where I'm like, I pretend, I'm like, oh, hey, it's fine. Like, I get it. If, like, whatever, just let me know.
And no one gives me an out, though. That's the difference between straight men and you, is I don't get an out. They're so persistent with me that I am forced to, like, either tell them word for word, I don't see this in you, or, like, I just think that they're a nice person, so I continue to hang out with them, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in really deep right now.
Oh, we're just so cursed. Why does everybody fall in love with us? Oh, like, this so...
It's so hard for everyone to be so in love with me at all times, and I have to cut things off all the time.
Listen, the hard thing about us is literally, like, people fall in love with you and I so easily, but the people we want to fall in love with us don't.
Like, they want nothing. They want nothing to do with us. They want nothing to do with us.
And I'm like, I don't even know. Like, Rach, like, girl, certain men, I'm like, I literally woke up yesterday when I saw that snap, and I was like, who the fuck do these men think they are? Like, they're getting braver by the day. To call me babe.
They literally think that they run the world.
And it's like, who's gonna tell them no?
Newsflash. It's the girls and the gays, honey. Don't know where you've been. Girls and gays.
Come on. I don't know. And yeah, absolutely. This is my tip for dropping someone, right? I said this.
Yeah, let's talk about ending things.
Great. I love it. I love it. Ending things. I feel like, again, if you know it's not going to work, the sooner the better, because you don't want to lead someone on, like, continuously lead them on. I feel like Rachel's good about, like, even though, like, sometimes you know, like, you it might not be in it, like, you don't continue to go on dates and hang out with people.
Here's the thing. I will agree with that. And my friends will back you up in the sense of, I don't lead people on from the get-go. I am very straightforward. And I'm telling you, Andrea and Tony, specifically Andrea, will text you and I, and she's going to be like, I agree with this statement. I will be very straightforward from the get-go, and I will say, I like hanging out with you. I like you as a person. You're great. But I am not looking for a relationship. I am not looking for anything serious. So if you want to continue to hang out, I'm all for it. And they go, absolutely, I'm all for it. And then they fall in love.
Because they think that they can change my mind.
And little do they know, I knew within the first 10 minutes of that date that they were never going to change my mind. But they're a nice person, and I enjoy their company. And that's it.
See, and now I need to say this, because I actually had this struggle recently where I thought I was like, I don't think I'm unlovable, because I do have a lot of, you know, people who do love me and, like, whatever. I think I'm broken because I have hung out with a lot of amazing men, a lot of great guys that, like, would give me the world, like, really and truly. Like, they would love me. They would check, like, they would, perfect boyfriend. I really do. And I find great ones. I really, really do. But my brain and my body, I'm like, no, like, I can't do it. And I don't know why. And I just don't know if they're just not the right person. I don't know if I'm broken. And I don't know if you've ever struggled with this, but it's like, well, Kevin, I know you have.
Absolutely. Like, no, absolutely, for the past 2 years.
Where I'm like, I'm just like, why can't I love you? Like, why can't I fall for you? Why can't
it's
I be?
Just because it's because you're so young and you have so much time left. You have so much dating to do and, like, so much life ahead of you that, like, do you even, like, I'm convinced that you could find someone that you'd want to be in a long-term relationship with, but, like, I don't know if that's going to be your husband. Like, you're not even, like, who you're going to, like, you're going to be a different person in 3 years from now. You don't even know. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be totally different.
I'm always a bitch, though. I know I can count on that. I'm consistently.
You're going to be a totally different person in 3 years. I know, but I'm always going to be a bitch.
So if you love that part of me, we're good. I don't know. There's times where I'm like, I don't know why. I'm like, God, why can't you just, like, I've never been in a relationship, but it's like, I just want to be head over heels for someone. And there was one bitch I was, and I'm still fucked up about that.
You guys, literally, he was talking about this man literally before we got on the call, and he was like,
I hope Zane is doing well.
Zane, we gotta kiss him goodbye. I've had enough. casting producers and directors, if you're listening to this, please cast Daniel on a dating show. We need to see his love journey. It deserves to be aired on national television for the love of God.
Can you imagine if my love life in real life was literally fucking on his show? Like, can you imagine?
It deserves the airtime. Run it up.
Every new week, it's like, Daniel with a new bachelor. How's it going to go? We all know it's going to go shit. Like,
a new bombshell has entered the villa. Also, you just like moved a little bit. It looked like someone was in your bed. Is someone in your bed behind you?
Shut the fuck up. Do not do that. Hello?
It literally looked... I was like, is your hookup in your bed right now? Doesn't it look like a body...
It kind of does, and if there is one under there, I'll probably shit myself.
No, there's not. You would be hiding them from me.
Also, actually, I moved into an apartment in Tampa, everybody. I forgot to tell that. I'm in a new apartment.
Guys, next episode's going to be back to school for sure, because I want to hear I want to talk about roommates. I want to talk about first day of school. I'm living through Daniel because I'm not in school.
Well, guys, this episode was so just us kikiing and cuckooing. Let me know if I should burn all of Tampa Bay down, and everybody in it. Here's the thing. I'm having this problem where every city I'm in, I get really fucked over by a guy and I can never go back. Austin, Texas is one of them. I don't know if I'll ever go back.
First we're burning Tampa Bay, then we're headed to Austin, Texas. We're burning that shit down to the ground.
Right, and no one has effed me over in LA yet.
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 LA is your safe space. LA is the safe space. This is where you come to get away.
I have never been hurt in LA, but next time I go to LA, I'm gonna try to see the scene just to see and be like, is anybody gonna really kill me here? Oh guys, thank you for just watching, listening to this. This was such a fucking train wreck. If you're Blake and you're watching this, I know you probably will, because I'm going to post about this on my social media. So if you are, would love an answer if you have
one. Have fun. Would love an answer. When you listen to this, just like open my snap. I don't know. This is a cry for help.
Like, would just love to know where your head's at.
God. Okay, you guys. We're going to wrap up. You can follow Daniel on Instagram at Daniel Cusimano. And my Instagram is at Rachel Ward with an underscore. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast too. I was looking at our reviews on Spotify. I think we have like almost 30 now, and we're still at like almost 5 stars, which is great.
That's amazing. Wow. Are you kidding?
But we need more.
So if you're watching this. And if you already wrote a review, let us know. And hey, how about we do this? If you write a review, screenshot it, post it on Instagram, tag us, and we will repost some of the ones we see. I also sometimes I don't see people's shit, but I will try my best. So do that. Send us a DM and let us know. But guys, thanks for tuning in for another episode of A Girl and a Gay. You know you can catch your favorite girl and your favorite gay here every second Thursday. And we love you guys so much for all your support. Stay along with the journey. It's a new semester. We're in Virgo season, so you know shit's about to hit the fan.
Oh my God, it's literally almost your birthday. Holy shit.
My birthday's in. Oh my God. Oh my God, 8 days. I'm too busy.
It's on my calendar, so I'll never forget. All right. Bye, you guys. Love you. Bye. Mwah.